Google AI Optimization Guide 2026 to 6 Tactics to Stop Now. May 15, 2026 Google just published its first official guide on optimizing for AI overviews in AI mode. Here are the 6 tactics you should stop paying for immediately and the 2 new frontiers most SEOs are ignoring. The one-sentence verdict. On May 15, 2026, Google published Optimizing Your Website for Generative AI Features on Google Search. After 18 months of vendor debate, the answer is definitive. Optimizing for generative AI search is optimizing for the search experience, and thus still SEO. There is no LLMS.txt requirement. No AI-specific schema. No forced content chunking. No AI-only rewrite protocol. No page-per-query variation production line. And critically, some of the tactics vendors have been selling are now explicitly flagged as violating Google's spam policy. If your AEO vendor is recommending any of the below as a path to Google AI visibility, you now have a published standard to audit them against, and in some cases, a policy violation to cite. Why this is the most important SEO document of 2026? For 18 months, the AEO, GEO vendor category operated without a rulebook from any major AI search provider. That vacuum created room for tactics-first marketing. Vendors claimed that adding LLMS.txt, stuffing FAQ schema, or generating 50 pages per fanout cluster was the way to win AI overview citations. Without an official Google position, enterprise buyers had no clean way to falsify those claims. Many of those tactics were sold into AEO programs at meaningful budgets. Google's May 2026 guide closes that ambiguity. It names with unusual specificity the patterns Google does not require. And it goes further. It explicitly warns that some of these practices violate Google's scaled content abuse spam policy. How Google's AI search actually works. RAG plus query fan out. Google highlights 2 technical concepts every SEO must understand. 1. Retrieval augmented generation, RAG, a technique, also known as grounding, used to improve the quality, accuracy, and freshness of AI responses by relying on our core search ranking systems to retrieve relevant, up-to-date web pages from our search index. Your content must first be indexed and ranked by traditional search systems before it can be cited in an AI overview. There is no AI bypass around SEO fundamentals. Google's AI systems review the specific information from retrieved pages to generate a response, showing prominent, clickable links to the sources. Practical implication. If your page isn't ranking for related queries, it won't be retrieved for AI overviews. Technical accessibility and content quality are prerequisites, not optional add-ons. 2. Query fan out, a set of concurrent, related queries generated by the model to request more information and fetch additional relevant search results to address the user's query. Example. If the original query is, how to fix a lawn that's full of weeds, fan out queries might include, best herbicides for lawns, remove weeds without chemicals, and how to prevent weeds in lawn. Practical implication. Your content can surface even if it doesn't match the exact wording of the original query, but only if it is already indexed, relevant, and authoritative. Topic clusters and internal linking architectures matter more than ever. A single well-structured pillar page can influence multiple fan-out queries. The 5 things Google explicitly wants you to do. 1. Publish non-commodity content with a distinctive point of view. Google's exact framing contrasts 2 examples. Commodity content. 7 tips for first-time homebuyers based on common knowledge, adds little unique insight. Non-commodity content. Why we waived the inspection and saved money. A look inside the sewer line, unique expert or experienced takes that go beyond common knowledge. Create the content yourself based on what you know about the topic, and consider what in-depth experience you can bring to your content. Don't just recycle what others on the internet have already said, or could easily be produced by a generative AI model. Action for content teams. Brief writers on point of view first, structure second. If a draft can be reproduced by paraphrasing the top 3 SERP results, it does not meet the bar. 2. Organize content for human readers first. Write content for your human audience and make sure the content is well written and easy to follow. People generally appreciate it when web pages are organized by paragraphs and sections, along with headings that provide a clear structure to navigate content. This is editorial clarity, not an AI optimization trick. The same structure happens to make RAG-based engines more likely to lift clean passages, but Google is explicit that this is human first. Action. Audit your top 20 pages. Are H2s descriptive? Do sections stand alone? Can a reader skim and still extract value?